I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A good Monday morning. Welcome in Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. After Washington crashed back down to earth yesterday, doubled up by the Cardinals on the road 30-15. Danny, that was the second golf shot, and you haven't played in months. You get out there and you hit a ball off the tee like 175 and straight, and everyone goes, oh, this guy's not terrible. And then the next one you just duff right in front of you. That was yesterday. That was a little bit more, I think, of the national expectation coming into the year. Hopefully the truth is somewhere in the middle. But the score just not indicative of the performance. Washington was down 20-0 at the half, 20-3 going into the fourth quarter. And at that time, going into the fourth quarter offensively, it had been a huge struggle.
83 yards in the first half. 1-for-7 on third down. Nothing but punts and a turnover in there. This is a terrible offense. And I'm going to sound like a broken record. And I'm already sick of saying it. I said it kind of the entire offseason and going into this year. I just can't believe this was the plan to figure out if Dwayne Haskins is the guy. Rick Snyder said it best in his 106.7 The Fan column, I thought, that Haskins isn't good right now. Nobody's saying that he is. Maybe a couple people are, but I think they're wrong. He's not good right now. He's not their biggest problem, but he's also not a solution yet. You know what I mean? So, like, you're stuck in this weird limbo where now with Brandon Scherff hurt, one guy that played the majority of that game on offense yesterday for Washington would play for a good offense, and that's Terry McLaurin. Nobody else would. Nobody else is particularly excellent. There's nobody else that really does anything that you know, blows your skirt up. They're bad all over the place, and there's nothing that I can see that's going to all of a sudden be the magic bullet to kind of fix it. Their second leading target guy is Logan Thomas, who's not special at all in that regard. It was a slog yesterday. The game was over at halftime. And credit them for finding something against, you know, some softer Arizona defense and, you know, late in this game, kind of some garbage time points. But man, oh, man, you put the defense in some bad spots, huh?
Yeah, they absolutely did, and that's going to be the case, I think, throughout the season because of the personnel that you brought up. It is surprising to me that they didn't do more. I mean, we got to find a way to talk about other things as the year goes on because otherwise it's just not going to be that interesting or fun, right? If we have the same conversation over and over again. But you're right, we've been broken records in that you knew you needed wide receiver help and you didn't get it. Antonio Gandy-Golden, who they drafted, played 5 snaps yesterday after not getting a single snap as a wide receiver in week one. And you knew you needed some type of help at tight end. You went and got Logan Thomas, who's fine, I'd say, as like a second tight end option. But as you said, there is nothing dynamic about him. He does nothing to scare anybody. The offensive line is way more a problem than it is a beneficiary of, you know, a benefactor, so to speak, to your quarterback or to the offense. So, yeah, it's not good. And the quarterback himself, I mean, I'm just not going to give him a complete pass here. He needs more help, period. That's a sentence. The next sentence is, he is still terribly inaccurate. This is my concern about him. This was my fear about him all of last year. There were 2 passes yesterday that were just egregious. There was a 3rd and 2 on like a 3 or 4 yard throw to Dontrell Inman that he burned into the ground that got him off the field in a big spot. And then there was another short yardage play. I think it was a 3rd and maybe 3 or 4, where, again, Inman ran like a quick out and was wide open at the sideline. And Haskins missed him by 6 or 7 feet. Nobody around him, by the way, moving to his right. I have no idea what that throw was. Now, it gets lost in the shuffle because there was a penalty on the play. So theoretically, they would have redone the down and it wouldn't have counted anyway. But to me, that doesn't matter. Dwayne Haskins didn't know that when he threw the ball 8 yards past where he needed to on a short throw that you would have made 10 times out of 10. So, yeah, a lot of things can be true. But the bottom line is this. This defense, I thought, actually, when you start to pull back some of the layers of the onion yesterday, they gave up the 10-play, 63-yard drive right off the bat, the touchdown to DeAndre Hopkins, a little breakdown in the end zone, might have been on Landon Collins. They get the interception and give the offense the ball back at the 19. So just do nothing. Go three and out there, and it's 7-3 based on your defensive performance, right? Mm-hmm. They turn the ball over immediately, despite getting it in the red zone. Then they force a punt on their next drive, and you think, well, okay, the offense gets the ball back. They get another shot, except that this is considered an offensive play. Steven Sims fumbles the punt, puts the ball on the carpet. People forget that. So then it's first and 10 from the 40 for Kyler Murray. A second shot to continue that drive, only 10 yards from field goal range. They score a touchdown, so now it's 14-0. After that touchdown, after they'd forced a punt because of a fumble on a punt return, they didn't give up another touchdown until the fourth quarter, Danny. They forced a bunch of field goals. So I know that it's easy maybe to be frustrated a little bit with the defensive performance. It wasn't as impactful. But they did plenty against a really, really good offense. If they had any help, this would have been a great football game.
Yeah, the defense ain't the problem. There's nobody that could have watched yesterday who would have said, man, they're really weak there. They held DeAndre Hopkins to 68 yards. That to me is it. You had a plan. You tried to take away some stuff, and they did that. This is a week removed where he had 170 yards, basically, the week prior. They gave up one deep ball to Andy Isabella. Great throw and catch. These are NFL football players that get paid to play, too. But to me, that's as good as you can do right now against that offense with all its weapons and Kyler Murray running around like a video game character. That was good. If it came down to a game where the offense was competitive and going, you know, up and down the field, and it was a 20-13 at halftime, you'd go, "What the hell, defense? Where'd you guys go from the week before?" But that wasn't the case. They got put in bad spot after bad spot after bad spot because this offense is just out there to make sure that Tressway gets to punt. I mean, that was the story. The story of this game was the first half, and that it was donezo. The secondary stories are just how Cliff Kingsbury treated things, going for it on multiple fourth downs, including in his own territory, understanding the value of possession. Some small things like Ron Rivera just sort of cashing in and saying, let's go fight another day instead of taking timeouts. Very bizarre for a guy that's trying to instill a culture of never quitting into this team's credit. They don't quit, as evidenced by coming back and winning in week one.
That's a funny thing.
Playing better in week two, but bizarre to me, Grant.
Yeah, last week we're talking about how with Ron Rivera, this group won't quit. You know, he's gonna teach them the hard way. And then this week he's like, well, we didn't want to get anybody hurt, so we just wanted to run out the clock. Now, In fairness to him, he's right. They weren't going to win the football game. I mean, we know that. I think everyone knows that. And it's probably, in a rebuild, a smart thing. Like, if you actually listen to Ron Rivera, he's being more transparent about rebuilding than maybe any coach has been here in a long, 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 long time. So I hope people not only acknowledge that, but appreciate that in some way. Like, he's like, we're young. You know, this is going to take time. Our offense might not be good till next year. And people are just acting like he's not saying anything. But this is what we've asked for a long time. I mean, the coach literally yesterday basically said,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.